All right. You're listening to Green Left Radio on 3CR 855 AM. And we're just very happy to be joined today by Maddie from Students for Palestine Monash. And she has been part of organising and leading the encampment that has just been set up at Monash University in Clayton. So, Maddie, you want to start by actually telling us about the encampment? Of course, we will obviously want to talk about how people can give support it, but also talk about a bit about the right-wing Zionist attack as well.
Yeah, of course. Thank you so much for having me. So, yeah, we've set up this encampment because obviously the genocide in Gaza has been atrocious, and especially the government response to it here in Australia, and also, yeah, our universities also have very many ties to different weapons companies. They're not very explicit about them either, actually. So one of our demands is that they disclose exactly what those ties are and that they divest from them from that. So the other night we were down here, we were camping out. So we started this camp on Wednesday in the morning, had a great rally in the morning, and then in the evening when we went to sleep, there were a number of about 10 to 12, mostly middle-aged men, you know, Zionists that came down with a bunch of Australia and Israeli flags. Chanting, you know, singing Waltzing Matilda, the Australian anthem, and a number of extremely right-wing Israeli songs that, you know, describe Palestinians as, quote, running to their rat holes, you know, when they get bombarded in Gaza, absolutely vile stuff. And, you know, shaking some of the tents, you know, they pushed over a tent with a person in it, and that also ruins one of our marquees. They broke all the legs on it. And now, actually, we've got that same marquee that got destroyed. We've turned it into a bit of a monument here. So we've put it on the lawn, and there's a big banner on it now that says, "We shall not be moved." So the feeling here is very defiant. We stayed here last night. There were no disturbances except for the police who came down. But, yeah, other than that, yeah, the feeling down here at the camp is really vibrant, extremely defiant. People are feeling like, you know, we're not going to be intimidated by a bunch of losers, you know, chanting Waltzing Matilda. So, yeah, the feeling is great down here.
I remember reading Monash for Students for Palestine's statement in response to this. And just something that I think is kind of worth highlighting, can you tell us a bit also about the police response to this Zionist attack?
Yeah, of course. So the other night the police came down, and what happened was that they had a look around, asked some questions, and ended up actually asking the students for their IDs, to present the police with their IDs, but then refused actually to identify any of the people who had come down from off campus who clearly weren't students, you know, people who had clearly come to disrupt a peaceful anti-war demonstration. So they refused to ID them, and then also they told us that there wasn't any evidence that they'd seen, that there was any, you know, assault that happened against any people at the camp, and there wasn't any evidence that any particular person that was part of the group that came down, that they, you know, damaged anything or committed any crime. So they refused to take any details. And last night as well, they came back just to, well, in their words, check if everything's all right. But really, they came down to intimidate some of us, or at least try to. So the police asked, again, a number of campers for their identification for the purposes of checking, quote, if they're, you know, terrorists by any chance. So, yeah, it's the police response has been pretty awful, and they also just didn't actually prevent any of them from, you know, like messing with our stuff the other night. They, you know, were pouring out a bunch of milk and things like that. So, and the police just stood there and watched pretty much. So, yeah, it was pretty appalling.
Yeah, and I think just looking at the horrific events in the University of Los Angeles with these sort of Zionist attacks on student encampments, which is actually, the level of violence is actually at a much higher level than what you probably experienced in Monash. I kind of want to hear your sort of analysis as well on, because I think what this actually very much shows that, and we're also seeing this, we also saw this at University of Melbourne yesterday with the presence of Avi Yemin. I want to kind of hear your kind of thoughts on the kind of connection between far-right politics and support for Israel.
Yeah, Yeah, well, I mean, the other night here, we actually saw a bit of that as well. Like, it wasn't in terms of violence, but in particular with the kinds of political things that these people were calling out and trying to find out about people. So the people who had come down to the encampment on the pro-Israel side, they, you know, were walking around in coloured wigs. They were asking people, oh, what are your pronouns? We're trying to find the people with the dyed hair, all the lefties. And also, you know, yeah, hurling a bunch of, Islamophobic and homophobic abuse at us. And also to top that all off, to check off another, you know, far-right box that also, made some anti-vax related comments as well. So clearly a lot of these things have to do with the far right. There's clear connections between, the far right and, pro-Zionist kind of activism. I think it's pretty concerning seeing around the world how different groups like these have been much more violent and actually very emboldened. So I think that, like, you know, in terms of combating any of that, it's important to come out in political support for, you know, the campers out here and, you know, from wherever you are, actually, just to, show your political support, come down. Like, the way that we've defeated the far right before in this city, actually, and this applies to, you know, the National Socialist Network in Sunshine, who had their gym shut down a few months ago because of some of the protests that happened organised by Campaign Against Racism and Fascism. Also, Posy Parker, the transphobe who came from the UK last year to do a speaking tour. She was politically defeated by a number of pro-trans and the protests that, politically defeated her, basically. She went running from the country, so... Yeah, I think that's an important thing to keep in mind.
Maddie, thanks for joining us this morning. I was keen to hear what the university response has been to the encampment and also to the Zionist mobs who arrived at your encampment the other day.
Yeah, of course. So the security team, at the very least, they, in response to the Zionist attacks, they didn't actually... do anything to it. You can see a lot of videos that we've sent around to the media of the security guards in their vests just standing there actually watching these people parade around and push tents and, you know, literally carry the mini fridge across the encampment.
This is unbelievable.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, so they basically just watched them do it and then told me, the head of security told me that, you know, there was nothing they could do. You know, the police could do a bit more, but you know, they didn't do anything either, but that's out of our control. And the university itself actually released an email on the day of the encampment when we started it on Wednesday, basically saying that, you know, we defend students' rights to protest, but this shouldn't, you know, disrupt any classes or anything like that. We're against them occupying any buildings. So clearly they're sending out different messages about us not being disruptive and trying to get us to... Yes, they put, really.
Yeah, look, I'm Rob Zocchi from Green Left and Socialist Alliance. It seems to me, and what you've just described completely underlines it, Victoria is becoming a police state. And it's not just Victoria, because I'm hearing the same reports from New South Wales and Queensland. Now, you really made me laugh. I'm a musician. Zionists singing Waltzing Matilda, you know, they should be singing Hava Nagila, the Zionist anthem. Or better still, you know, we can counter them by singing the Internationale. Anyway, how do we defeat the far right? Well, I think it's on the ground protest, but you might like to comment on other things that we can do to just drive them off the campus.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that, showing a defiance was something that we did yesterday and was pretty effective, to be honest. So we had a rally on campus at 2 o'clock. We, you know, marched around campus, occupied one of the buildings, like the central kind of campus center building on campus. We occupied it for a few minutes. Chanted around and actually just said that very publicly that we're actually not going to be intimidated. You know, this is not going to be something that stops us from, you know, protesting against a genocide, actually. So that was important to publicly say. But also I think that community support has been really important. There's been an absolute outpouring of support, quite amazingly, actually, from different community groups. Moms for Palestine has reached out. Random students on campus have just donated a bunch of things. Staff members, people from some of the southeastern local campaign groups of Palestine. They've also been here supporting us. So groups like Knox for Palestine, Unionists of Palestine, Socialist Alternative, a few others as well who have, shown quite a lot of support. So I think that, coming out in political force in numbers is really important, but also the community outpouring of support has also been, incredibly wonderful and important, I think.
All right. Well, just to conclude, can you tell people, you've already sort of implied it already, but, how people can support the encampment, why there's an urgency to come down and even camp at the encampment. Just all the things, and also people, you can even highlight the location, and you can even tell, any upcoming rallies and events that are happening.
Yeah, absolutely. So the location that we're at is the Lemon Scented Lawns at the Clayton campus for Monash. So the Lemon Scented Lawns are around the centre of campus, next to the campus centre. And so there's also going to be a NTEU support rally happening today at 12 o'clock. So if you're available to come, definitely come down. The protests have been really good for bringing up the mood, but also just bringing a really great activist vibe to the rally. So it's been wonderful. And also, if you've got any supplies, particularly blankets, it's quite cold out here, or any tents and things like that, definitely come down. Or if you can, pitch a tent and stay with us tonight. We weren't attacked by any Zionists last night, but that's no saying that they won't come in the future. So, come down and show your support at the rally. If you've got any supplies, definitely reach out to us. And also follow us at Students for Palestine Monash, so you can see all of the updates. So, thank you so much.
All right. Thanks again, Maddie, for being on our program, and also all the solidarity to the encampment.
Great. Thank you so much for having me.